When you should have been down there, she graduated.
Good evening and welcome to the July meeting of the Oregon Board of Education. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance in a moment of silence. Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. May we have the roll call, please, Mrs. Spruce?
Okay, Mr. Shea?
Present.
Mrs. Miller?
Here.
And Mrs. Molnar?
Here.
May I please have a motion to adopt the agenda as written?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? Roll call?
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Shea?
Yes.
And Mrs. Molnar?
Yes.
We have no high school government report. We're not doing any recognitions tonight. Do we have any cards for nothing? Me either? Anyone wish to speak?
Yeah.
Okay. Please be advised that this meeting is being audio taped and will be available on the district website. Please turn off all personal electronic devices during the meeting. May we have the treasurer's report?
Certainly, Mrs. Molnar. It's in your left part of your folder, excuse me. A quick summary of the closeout of the school year. In total, our revenues were up from the prior fiscal year about 2.9%, and our expenditures were down 0.5%, which I would frankly consider pretty flat for expenditures. If you compare our budgeted numbers to our actual revenues, we were within 1.13% of estimates, which is our estimates were slightly, our actual came in slightly higher than our estimates, which is how I like to budget. And our expenditures, including encumbrances, were within 2.1% of estimates, and they were slightly lower. And that is required by law, of course. We can't spend more than our budgeted amount. We end the school year with true cash days of 127, which is a stable position. We got a Moody's rating report. States that Oregon is a AA3, and it's considered medium or average for the schools across the United States. So we're in a stable condition. Medicaid monies. We received just this week $99,800. It's the settlement for fiscal year 14-15 Medicaid monies, or the services provided. It was too late to get a transfer on the agenda, but next month's meeting, we would probably recommend transferring these one-time monies into the Permanent Improvement Fund. We probably have one more sure settlement coming in for fiscal year 15-16. We did not participate in Medicaid in 16-17, but again, we'll begin in 17-18, we'll begin again. So just wanted to keep you abreast. The agenda items that are in the packet, you'll find the detail for the amended appropriation measure. Most of the changes were handled in the federal grant areas. We got some amended allocations. And also the other item attached for you in that report are the advances we'll be returning back to the general fund that were made to close out the fiscal year end. And those are, of course, being sent back. I did want to, this was discussed at our finance committee meeting, and I didn't know if it would be helpful to have, perhaps on Facebook, a notice to Oregon City School homeowners asking them to please remember that as you get your updated property valuations, that Oregon Schools does not receive more money as a result of increases in your property valuation. House Bill 920 ensures that a school can only receive the amount of money voted for in the original levy. The tax rate, or what we refer to as the effective millage rate, will be reduced so that Oregon Schools receives only what taxpayers originally voted for. There's a negligible increase from inside millage, but as a whole, schools do not get additional funds. The tax rates on your tax bill that'll be coming in the near future from other entities may or may not be reduced by this factor, but Oregon City School tax rates should be lower on your next tax bill. There's been quite a bit of talk with people getting their valuations, and I just wanted to put it out there that we do not receive more money when valuations go up. So unless there are questions, that is my report for the night.
Motion to accept the report?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? Roll call?
Mr. Shea?
Yes.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mrs. Mulner?
Yes. We have no leadership update tonight. Anyone need an executive session? No executive session? Consent agenda. Are there any items that the members of the board wish to pull from the regular meeting consent agenda? Hearing none, a motion is needed to vote on the consent agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call?
Mr. Shea?
Yes.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
And Mrs. Mulner?
Yes. Moving on to new business. We need a motion to adopt the following handbooks for the 2018-19 school year. The coach's handbook, the high school student athletic handbook, the choir handbook, the band handbook, Facet Junior High, and the substitute teacher. Drafts of these were given to board members. May I have a motion to accept them?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call?
Mr. Shea?
Yes.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky?
Yes.
And Mrs. Mulner?
Yes. Item B, disposal of materials. The items approved for disposal at the June 19th board meeting have been disposed of in accordance with board policy. Item C, Midwest Regional ESC agreements. We need a motion to approve agreements with the Midwest Regional Educational Service Center for the visually impaired services provided to students in the Oregon City School District at a cost of $9,954 plus $1,800 for mileage. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? Roll call?
Mr. Shea?
Yes.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky?
Yeah.
And Mrs. Mulner?
Yes. Item D, board-approved training. I need a motion to approve the attendance of board members at the Northwest Ohio OSBA Fall Conference on October 4th, 2018 in Tiffin, and the 2018 OSBA Capital Conference November 11, 12, and 13. The district does allow for the to cover the registration fees, lodging, and mileage, and meals, according to board policy BHBA. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call?
Mr. Shea?
Yes.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky?
Yeah.
And Mrs. Mulner?
Yes. Item E, extracurricular trips. I need a motion to approve the following extracurricular trips. The Clay High School volleyball team to attend a team camp from July 12th through the 14th at the University of Kentucky, and the Clay High School Limelighter Theater to Chicago on either December 29th and 30th or March 9th and 10th, depending upon seating availability at the time of booking. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call?
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Shea?
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky?
Yeah.
And Mrs. Mulner?
Yes. Item F, donations. Motion to accept the following donation for the loads of fun packets. Jerusalem Elementary Parents Group, $300. Gamma Chi Chapter of Delta Kappa Gamma, $100. Koi PGA, $300. Star Parents Group, $300. Chris Dunberger Unit number 537, American Legion Auxiliary and their members, $200. Oregon and Northwood Rotary, $200. Toledo Refining, $1,100. The Oregonian Club, $300. And Tri-County Tire, $100. Item two, the Lubra Plate donated the following items valued at $2,071.72 to the Integrated Machining and Engineering Technologies class at the high school. 2 55-gallon drums of coolant, 40 cartridges of grease, 48 cans of spray paint. The Toledo Swiss Singers Sanger Fest donated $1,000 to the Clay High School Scholarship Fund. Black Swamp Steel of Commerce Road in Holland donated a platter printer valued at $3,500, and it will be used in the Engineering Design and Development, or VCOM, classes at Clay High School. May I have a motion, please?
So moved. So moved.
Second.
Discussion? I think these are all very generous. Roll call.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Shea?
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky?
Yes.
And Mrs. Molnar?
Yes. Superintendent's report.
Thank you, Ms. Molnar. Just a couple of quick things. One, just to remind you, the July 26th ribbon cutting ceremony at the play, ELF. You are all invited if you can make it at 6:15. Maybe we're going to start at 6:15, so if you're there a little bit early. But it's not going to be anything fancy. It's only going to be a few minutes. But a thank you to the board and a few other folks that have helped make the air condition possible. And certainly, if you're available, stay for the show. That's what we're hoping. So I've been working with Mrs. Giller from the OCT a little bit on that one. And just some quick stats. Just, you know, we put out the ALICE training, and we already have 66 employees that have completed the online training, or 14%. So I think that's fantastic, to be honest with you, in just a matter of weeks. So I just wanted to say that that's been very positive with the support that folks are doing. And I'm hearing a lot just around my office, I want to get it done before the summer ends because how busy we get and those types of things. So good stuff there. All our certificated hiring is now complete, as far as we know, with the approvals tonight. So it looks like we will have 9 new teachers / tutors and 1 administrator joining us this year, just kind of as a quick summary. And 27 days till the teachers come back and 29 till students. And it feels like it's tomorrow already, so.
You had to remind everybody, you didn't share.
I know.
That's right.
So anyways, unless there's questions about something specific, we'll obviously have a lot more come in August with the start of the school year, and then I think in August it will be good if we have a special meeting to touch base on several items that we've been kind of discussing. So thank you.
Thank you. Any questions? Any old business? Board committee reports. Finance.
Finance committee met on Friday. Jane touched on most of the items in the treasury report. We looked at our revenue, talked about a bond rating and really what that means and how we should market that. Talked a little bit about levy planning and just kind of strategic planning for the finances out into another 5, 7, 8 years. And probably we'll have a work session, a special meeting, or something to discuss those in a little bit more detail in the future. And then she probably will talk about the county revaluation and what that means to the homeowners and to the program schools. Other than that, nothing too many there.
Thank you, Mr. Zavisky. Capital improvement, health and safety?
We did not have a meeting, but Mr. Sandwich shared a lot of the things that have been completed over the summer and are getting ready to be completed, and they have been very, very busy in our maintenance department and getting things ready for the students to be ready to go.
Thank you. Policy personnel. Personnel is hired. As our superintendent said, we had nothing new with policy. Academic?
Nothing new.
Okay, legislative?
Nothing at this time.
Student achievement has nothing. Any board discussion? All I have is that the tax-free shopping days are August 3rd through the 5th this year. That is posted on the website.
The one thing I got,
Yes.
We got the football camp going on right now on the stadium. We had 37 kids pre-registered and a ton of walk-ups. And for the second year, Coach Dyer served with 2 NFL players. Last year, we had Anthony Munoz and Jordan Kovacs. This year, Kovacs is coming back. And how could talk to the kids right now? Bruce Gatkowski is a new team. Good attendance, good weather.
Yeah. Awesome.
Good timing, for sure.
Anything else? Looking forward to band camp. It's right in around the corner. Yeah, I know.
So and hopefully the weather will stay for
yeah.
you, too.
Cool down.
Good.
Mr. Shea, you have anything else?
No, I have nothing.
Okay. No executive session. The next regular meeting is August 21st. Do we want a special meeting prior to that or after?
I will be out of town until the 19th of August. I'll be
so after.
After. So that took care of that.
It'll be after.
Thank you.
I know you mentioned that now that you say that.
Right,
so.
Okay.
Unless you want to do the
No, we're good.
No, no,
we're good after. It's
we'll plan next
that'll
year.
Be
before
start
the end of August,
year.
Would be nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That'll be fine. Well, if nothing else, may I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Roll call. Mr. Shea?
Yes. Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky?
Yeah.
And Mrs. Molnar?
Yes. Thank you, everyone.
This might be a...
That's pretty good.
It's 6:14.
She's saying 14, I said...
I'm saying 14, what'd you say? 15?
What?
Whatever it is.